Welcome back to the program, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. A morning where we are going to talk a little bit more about energy production. And we've talked about energy production on the program a lot from a variety of different angles. We've had Cameco on here. Tim Gitzel has been on from Cameco talking about uranium and the role that it plays with nuclear power generation. And of course, that is part of the transition that this province is looking to make into the future. We've talked about power generation or electricity generation through the use of coal and the extended life of the coal mines here in Saskatchewan, which of course hasn't been met with applause from everyone in the province, but the rationale given by the provincial government of why that is. And then, of course, there's all kinds of ancillary topics that I would suggest dovetail around that type of energy. When we recently heard about the drilling that was happening in Saskatchewan for a natural hydrogen well, it piqued a lot of interest. The company behind this is Max Power Mining Corporation, and just last week they named their new CEO, who happens to be a friend of our program. We have had Ranjith Narayanasamy on our program before, because remember, Ran was the president and CEO of PTRC, Sustainable Energy, and has just made this transition. Ranjith Narayanasamy joins me in studio. How are you, my friend?
Thank you so much. It's always, cold Saskatchewan day.
Yeah.
But you always give a very warm welcome. And I want to say, first of all, you are a voice of energy industry for the province of Saskatchewan.
Well, we talk about it a lot here, and I'm keenly interested in this stuff. I think it's important that we talk about it. It's important that we appreciate the work that goes into energy production. I've said it before. We flip on light switches like it's just a work of magic. Well, exactly. It isn't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into it. So congratulations on this new job just announced. How did this come to be that you ended up as CEO of this new Max Power Mining Corporation, which is a Saskatchewan-based company?
Oh, yes, it is. And before I jump on, I just also want to talk about how you are even being such a great friend for me, because when I invited you to SAS Power to give a safety presentation,
yes, back
you
in
came with
placing
your uniform, and that was one of the best speeches, and I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you are the first one to come and visit me when I became a CEO at PTRC.
That's right. Got
it.
And there,
you posted that.
Yeah.
And again, you are the first one to invite me to come here. I just want to highlight that I'm very happy to be in a Treaty 4 territory and homeland of Métis here. This is one of the important shows of Saskatchewan.
Here's what I know about Ran is it doesn't matter where you go. If I have Brian Zinchuk in here tomorrow, I had Paul Martin off the start of the show today. Everybody loves you.
Oh, God.
So let's talk a bit about your new role here. And let's talk about this hydrogen well. So this has been drilled down at Central Butte.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah, it's a... Actually, Max Power Mining Corp, I just want to give you a quick brief about it.
Sure, history.
I think it's the one good thing I want to highlight is it's headquartered in Saskatchewan.
Yes.
Like in Saskatoon Treaty 6,
and
homeland of Métis. And I'm from Regina. We have a office here.
Yeah.
I'm based here. And we have a very strong technical team. And you know, some of the board members, they were in your program already, like Neil McMillan.
Okay,
Ex-chairman of Cameco, and he's one of the board members.
Okay.
And also we have Rob Norris on our board, and also Tom Kishak. He was the ex-CEO for Mitsubishi. And also we have a strong advisory board and a strong technical team. So last week, I will say even 2 weeks back, we had a historic moment. Why I'm saying that historic is Saskatchewan is number one in potash, high-grade uranium, carbon capture, utilization, and storage. You invited me so many times to come and talk about it here. And even there is a geothermal well will be drilled not too far from here.
Right. For the aquatic
center. Yeah. And we drilled the first historic well for natural hydrogen. We call it Lawson. And we have 1.3 million acres of permitted land in Saskatchewan. It's a multi-well drill program. But so far, the drill is looking very promising. I think today the service rig is coming in to do some more work on it.
Later. So is the rigging the same? Am I right? The rigging can be the same as oil and gas to extract this from the ground?
I think, you know what? That's the beauty of the subsurface industry in the province. See, Saskatchewan have a very strong oil and gas industry. Mm-hmm. And we are the number two in Canada in producing that. So the skill sets and the drill rig, when I went to visit the site 2 weeks back, almost 3 weeks now, all the folks, all the hardworking, I want to give them a big kudos to our oil and gas, all the energy professionals in the province. Because Saskatchewan is a province. It's an energy, it's one of the energy superpower.
Right.
Like, look at the diversity of the mix we have. And the people who worked on the drill rig, they all are from Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. and mostly from Western Canada, and having the same skill set. So instead of looking for oil and gas, we are looking for a natural hydrogen molecule.
Okay.
So it's the same skill set and same drill rig. So it's added advantage to the economy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you could. So Ranjith, tell me how is this mined? You keep referring to naturally occurring hydrogen. So does that mean that you're not having to extract it from water or from oil and gas? It's naturally deposited?
Yes. Actually, I just want to say two things. There is a hydrogen production happening right now in a lot of refining and other aspects. Even hydrogen cars are available and everything. They are engineered hydrogen, like it's a simulated.
Sure.
Like what we are looking at is naturally occurring hydrogen in subsurface. Mm-hmm. Like there is other gases too there. But again, what we are focusing on max power is natural hydrogen. Mm-hmm. And it's a clean energy source. Yep. The most important thing is the first natural hydrogen discovery happened in Mali, Africa.
Okay.
And they used that energy to power the village. And I want to say the Saskatchewan subsurface, the geological data and everything has a lot of information. But right now we have a strong technical team, like a chief geoscientist named Steve Halibera. Mm-hmm. He's very passionate. And I have a Shane, and they started this program where it's called a Genesis Trend. It's almost like, I want to call this a natural hydrogen gateway or highway.
Okay.
You know, where it's a multi-well program. The first well is in Lawson, close to Central Butte. So that's what we are looking for, naturally occurring hydrogen.
Right. And do we have an abundance of it in Saskatchewan? Like, can you give us some context? Is there a lot there?
I think right now what we can say from the first well study, it is something, we are in a new frontier, but that's what I can say now.
Yeah.
But there is a service rig in the location at Lawson, close to Central Butte. We are looking at the flow rates and concentration and temperature and everything to do some more work. The most important thing is that we have an ecosystem in the province of Saskatchewan to do a lot of work on it. Like, for example, University of Regina, University of Saskatchewan, PTRC and SRC.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of work already happening. And what Max Power is doing is how we can make this proven and commercialize it. Okay. That's what the long-term goal is.
Right. Let's go there next. Ranjith Narayanasamy is my guest, the new CEO of Max Power Mining Corporation. So they are, they have drilled Canada's first natural hydrogen well. That's happening right here in Saskatchewan. So how far are we down the line of hydrogen exploration? This is not a new concept.
No.
Using hydrogen as an energy or a power source. I was talking with my boss, Murray Wood. He remembers as a 12-year-old reading about hydrogen-powered cars and those types of, and Murray's an old man now.
Yeah.
I just had to get that in there. But seriously, this is not necessarily a new concept. And yet we are not very far advanced when it comes to mining and the extraction of hydrogen. Where are we on the curve? And do we expect this is going to take off?
I think, you know what, I want to say, you know, being in energy industry for the last 2 decades, you know, in Saskatchewan and traveled all over the world, like, you know, hydrogen is a topic, everybody talks about it, but people say hydrogen is the energy of the future.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it's the hydrogen is the energy for today and tomorrow. It's like energy is kind of like a buffet. If you look at Saskatchewan, we have a gas, we have a coal plants, hydro and wind, and there's some solar coming up, and there's a lot of work on nuclear. Think about natural hydrogen. And that will be a really good mix for the energy.
So your analogy of, you said energy is like a buffet. So you don't see then, for example, oil produced energy as competition for the hydrogen work you're doing. You're saying all of these energy sources have to work together.
Definitely. If you look at Saskatchewan, like, you know, the energy mix right now, it's very diverse. So it's all complements each other. Wind is good, clean energy, but when wind is down, so what do? You ramp up the gas as a peaking load.
Right.
Right? And coal gives the base load. And even hydro, during the summertime, it provides a lot of stability in the north. So when we bring natural hydrogen, one of the other things I want to highlight is where the data centers and AI consumes a lot of energy and water usage. And Saskatchewan has an ideal climate for data centers and AI enablement. Mm-hmm. So imagine when you are able to get the energy, clean energy like natural hydrogen, and we can build the ecosystem around it. And, you know, right now, the data centers and AI is really, really booming right now. But they all are looking for energy.
They need energy to power. They also need to be cooled. My understanding
Saskatchewan
is
Saskatchewan got a nice weather. Look at the weather today. But I have a really nice warm office here with you.
Because we've had that talk on the show before, I've had people that have been very strong proponents of building AI data centers in this province. So who are the customers right now for hydrogen? Because clearly, if you look at it as a business sense, the two questions I'm going to come at you with, Ran, is who are the customers potentially for Max Power, and what does investment look like? Do we have regulation that incentivizes people to invest in this hydrogen work you're doing?
I think I want to highlight one more thing is Max Power is a publicly traded company. Mm-hmm. I think it trades in a CSC, like the symbol is MAXX, and in OTC markets in US, MAXXF. That's the symbol, stock symbol. I want to highlight. I think if you look at the energy, you know, the scope right now, so when the data centers and AI, they're hungry for power, but also they're looking for clean energy. So that's one of the criteria right now most of the companies are looking at. If you look at the investment in the clean tech, it's growing a lot. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at Max Power as a company, I think with a strong team and a strong board governance, you know, I'm very humbled to be part of their team. I think there is a opportunity here to build this economy in the province of Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. where we can use for electrons, for power, and supply to the data centers and AI. Because you need to, first of all, I always believe, look at the potash industry, how like the cities and towns developed around the industry. Mm-hmm. Even if you look at the Estevan, how that, you know, that whole community is developed around the mining of the coal and everything.
Yeah.
The same thing here. So that's what we are looking at. And also, there's a lot of research work is happening right now, how we can even use the existing infrastructure. How can we mix with the other components like natural gas and stuff? There's quite a bit of work happening. But I want to say we are on a new frontier in the province of Saskatchewan with Max Power.
Are you good to stick around if we take a break? I want to take a break and come back and we'll finish up our chat with you.
Definitely.
I want to know what the future of Max Power is, where you hope to go next with this hydrogen discovery here in Saskatchewan, what the market looks like, lots of questions. In fact, there's a couple of questions that are coming in on the text line as well. So Ranjit Narayanasamy is my guest, CEO of Max Power Mining Corporation. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKO. Welcome back to the program. If you are just joining us, we are talking about the discovery. Canada's first natural hydrogen well has been drilled right here in Saskatchewan. The company behind this is Max Power Mining Corporation. Their CEO, Ranjit Narayanasamy, former president and CEO of PTRC Sustainable Energy here in the province, just stepped into this new role last week. I've got Ran joining me in studio, and off air we were talking about this really is, it as exciting as it is, it's early stages yet, and there's lots of work yet to be done.
Definitely. I think drilling the first well clearly shows that Max Power is in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned just a few minutes back, the service rig is coming today to do some more work.
Right.
And looking at the flow rates and temperature and everything. I think that will help us to even, you know, look at the data set. And also we have a model called a large earth integration model. It's called a LEMI using AI. So we are looking at, first is Lawson, second is going to be a Bracken, which is kind of like a 325 kilometers from Lawson.
Okay.
Like close to the Montana border.
I was going to say, is it south of there?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, towards south.
Okay.
Towards the U.S. border. So that's what I said, right? That Genesis Trail, we call this a natural hydrogen highway. You know,
right.
That's what we are internally talking as a company.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lawson, the initial early stage discovery is very important. And it looks really promising so far.
Mm-hmm.
So the company is, continuing the work. And we are in a discovery phase of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think most important thing is we have a strong team and a strong technical team, which is working on all the aspects of like what we talked about, the discovery, what's next. And most important thing is how to commercialize this.
Well, and that's where I was going off air, and Ran was kind of telling me, hey, pump the brakes, big fella. we just found this. But, you know, I think that's maybe the excitement that comes with this is, okay, this seems to be a great news story for Saskatchewan. But where do we get to from A, where we're at now, discovery, and then to whatever that final point is of, we are driving hydrogen vehicles, we're powering our homes with hydrogen power. Obviously, there's a lot of steps in there, because now you have to think about what the mining looks like, what the storage looks like, yes. How do you transmit it to customers? Is that all part of kind of next steps for Max Power?
No, definitely. I think Max Power is in it for a long run.
Right.
Like the first initial stage of the early discovery, the results are very important to look into. And also we have a strategy to look at all the pipeline and what are the customers. Like I talked about a few of them already, how you can produce power from it. And also there's a potential to support the data centers and AI. And also looking at how can we use the existing infrastructure.
That's a big part of it,
that's
too.
Part of that, right? So that all the work is happening concurrently. But main thing is first phase right now for us, discovery, and make sure the data we have is going to be very valuable. I think that the first well in Canada, right? Not many wells are drilled across the globe for natural hydrogen. The data we are collecting is going to be very important, and it's going to be a help future even natural hydrogen development in Canada or US or anywhere.
Right.
So it's a very important collection of data we are doing right now.
We're under a minute left, Ran, but is the fact that you are mining naturally occurring hydrogen, so it's the gas that you are mining, you're not having to go into water and extract the hydrogen from water, for example, that has to help with the cost of it, because that's one of the things with hydrogen we understand is, while it's there in abundance, there is an expense to it. What you found potentially is saving a step.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because simulated hydrogen, you know, anything you produce energy, you need energy to produce it.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a kind of like we call this a parasite load. Like basically here, so we are trying to, it's kind of like a naturally occurring. So it reduces the cost of a lot of things.
Right.
Like, you know, like simulation, setting up systems and stuff. But we need the system for it, but not as complicated as how hydrogen is used in a petroleum refining and other aspects.
Makes sense.
So they'll be customers too. Because when they produce the gray hydrogen or blue hydrogen, they use a lot of power to make that hydrogen.
Makes sense, yeah.
So we are trying to bring a natural hydrogen with our discovery and all the work we are doing to the market. That will be a game changer for the clean energy industry.
I feel like we've just scratched the surface of this, but thanks for coming in for an initial chat. We are going to be watching with keen interest how things develop with your well location there at Central Butte and maybe a secondary position. Ranjith Narayanasamy, thank you so much for coming in today.
No, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.